I would have interest in just attending a local hams thing, like out in Troy or something like that, before I do something like Ham Fest, because I'm not, you know, my radio is limited to basically UHF stuff and local and just expanding what I would normally get in normal local UHF radio. But I would like to go to just one big event out this way in the Midwest, just to see it, just to experience it, not really to purchase anything. I'm pretty much set on what I want, but just like I say, the experience to say that I've been there. One thing I did after my father first passed away, he was buried at Arlington, and to walk all those monuments in Washington, D.C., was something to behold, and something like a ham fest in Dayton or other big ones that they have would be just kind of like that for me, just to have the experience. Sean?
So I've never been to Xenia, but I've been to, when it was in Dayton, I went a number of times, and it is an experience. And I understand Xenia is different, but it's also, quite the experience. I would highly recommend it. Although, like I said, I haven't been to Xenia, so I'm talking from my memories of Dayton. And, they still call it Dayton, of course. Xenia is a suburb, I guess, but I would highly recommend going if you can make it, Anthony. And Donald, it depends on how much you're up for, right? Dayton is a commitment. To do Dayton in a day is exhausting and very difficult. People do it, but it's a lot of driving. And I just don't feel that it would be worth it. You gotta go at least 2 days, and spend the night and all that. Now, if you want the next best experience closest, I'd say you're not going to have the manufacturers there, and you're not going to have as many vendors there, but Monroe is probably the next one. Now, Monroe, you can get down there, in a reasonable amount of time, spend the whole day, get home. It's a long day, but it's very doable. So I would recommend if you can get Monroe, under your belt, and if you want to go local, the Lons Cruise, by the way, Monroe is on Father's Day, then there's the Lons Cruise, which I think is in December, up at the, on 16 Mile Road, John R. Rochester, somewhere out that way, which is close, and you can take that and spend as much or as little time as you want. And that's probably the next, the good one right around here.